Star and 4ZLK.
Shane. Oh, I was just watching a fire in Denali Park up in Alaska. It's just extremely rare. How's your day going?
I heard Chad talking about that. I saw it on the news, or saw it on something. He was talking about they were going to go on a train ride or something, but the fire had it blocked out.
I haven't heard from him in a long, long time. But he said his dad wanted to go up there last time I talked to him. And I think they were going to fly up there military. And his dad was going to meet him there commercial. It'd be a good time of year to go north.
The thermal belt repeater the other night on the Echo Link, and people were asking him questions. He said it was about 50 degrees. We went in August a few years ago to Valdez. My son and his wife and one of my daughters worked out there for two or three summers. My son was a kayaking and glacier hiking guide, and the girls worked on a tour boat, the Lulu Bell. It's been out there for, he's been out there since the 70s. The captain is 82 or 83 now. He's been doing it every summer. He comes up from Seattle, got a beautiful boat. We were able to go on the boat and do a lot of hiking and went out on the water and, you know, all kinds of stuff. It was beautiful, but it was some days it'd be down in the 30s, other days it'd be close to 60, but we loved it.
It's past my time to be able to go. That's about the only place I would have liked to go other than Australia. But it's a God's blessing up there, I'll tell you. My son-in-law, or my nephew up in Boston, took his mom and dad, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, up there. And they flew back in country on one of those beavers. And fish for whatever, salmon or trout or something. But it looks like a sportsman's heaven up there in the summertime.
It really is. Something you got to prepare for, though. It's if you've never been, and I mean, it was just amazing how vast it was. We drove from Anchorage to Valdez because they had the airline, the little puddle jumper airline that would take about a 45-minute flight to Valdez. They were closed down. This was right after all the COVID stuff, and they were out of business for a while. So we had to rent a car and drive, and it was just amazing just how vast, how long you could drive and not see anybody, but just see beautiful, beautiful country.
Like Kansas, on the western part of Kansas. You might see a farm every 5 or 10 miles. And then the Upper Peninsula is very isolated up in Michigan, Shane. The kids took us up there to, what was the name of that island, Bruce? Huh? Mackinac Island. And you drive for miles and not see anything up there. And my son-in-law lives down here. He used to take cars up there and test them to the nth degree in the wintertime. He worked for a company called Visteon. They make dashboards and all the instrument clusters and all of that. And he'd either drive or sit there with a computer in his lap, and they would run these things to the, like I said, the nth degree, these different cars, and test them. He said it was just desolate up there.
I mean, those of us, or those people who live in big cities, think that there's not a lot of, that everything's overcrowded. They just have no idea how big this world really is. Anyway, I just wanted to say hello, and hello, Bernice. I was trying to get this French station for the 13 colonies. He was on, and it was just a pile up, and then on CW, and then it was on 17 meters. I went out and talked to Beth. She came home, came back, and he was working split, so I set it up to work split because I've never done it before. And the first time I called him, he came back to me, so I was happy about that.
Split's much better. and some of them are working by areas, so they'll call 1 through 0, and just the guys from that area are allowed to call in. But I love Split. It's a good way to go. And it can get really crowded on them 13 colonies. I didn't have anything to do last night on the HF, and I've worked them many times and got clean sweeps before and then. So I started working them, and I think I worked about 8 there in about the first hour. And it's a lot of fun. I don't enjoy sideband. Yeah, it's more or less a screaming contest. But I did work several of them on sideband just for the fun of it. But it's a fun contest, Shane, if you've never done it before. Pretty neat. I always tell them my name and where I'm located. And if you do that and just take your time, they will come back with their name and sometimes their call. Now, I don't usually always do that on CW. I just make the contact because of the pileups. But on sideband, if you're able to get in, tell them your name and your location. And I always say, my name's Tom, and I'm located near Greenville, South Carolina. And you're 5'9", whatever, plus 10 or 20. And generally, they'll come back and tell me where they're at. And I'll say, where are you located? And they'll tell you where they're at. And they'll tell you their name. And I put it in the log. And guys just don't need to be in that big a hurry.
People do that on sideband. I've worked at sideband a few years ago. Sent off for all the separate QSL cards. That's, oh my goodness, this is my, probably 2013. This 2013, 2014, that was the first year I knew about it. And then last year I was trying to work at CW, and I'd got everything but the French and the, I'm trying to remember. I think I got one of the bonus stations, but I don't think I got France or the WM3PEN Liberty Bell one. So when I saw this one on here today, I was like, I'm trying to work, I'm trying to do the CW first, and then I'll go back and see if I can do it sideband. But I got them all, like I said, last year on CW, except for a couple of bonus stations. But anyway, I'm going to let you go. I got going to get some dinner, and then we're going to run out and see the new grandbaby. I didn't get to see her yet. She was born yesterday, and Beth went to see her at the hospital, but I had to work, so we're going to run over to the house. They're on their way home. And I'm going to go take a look at baby Alice, hold her for a few minutes. Tom, you and Bernice have a good evening. Good to hear you, and I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
N4ZLK and 0TR. Well, that's wonderful. You're a blessed man, Shane. And I was just going to look up a rimfire rifle at Springfield Armory just for the fun of it. I got a new fishing magazine. I just wanted to see what it looked like. But Bernice is over there making treats for July the 4th for Amy's big thing. She's going to have hers on Friday. I work some CW on 80, some on 20, some on 40, and then some CW. I didn't care. I was just having fun. I probably should just do all CW just for the fun of it. I don't know if I've done that before or not, Shane. You know, I'm such a poor CW operator. I love CW. Anyway, Shane, good to hear you, bud. And have a safe night if you're still working. And we'll catch you down the line. I guess you're not if you're going to go see that grandbaby. In 4ZLK in 0TR 73.
Yeah, 73, Tom. No, I'm not working tonight. I'm off, and then I'm off tomorrow night because of the holiday. I was going to tell you real quick also, I heard my first Japanese station, a JH1HDT on CW. In fact, I've never even heard one on sideband. I guess I came in this morning, came home from work, and just flipped it on to see if there was anything on. And there was a pretty big pile up, and I was tired, so I didn't try to work him. But he was coming through nice and loud. I've just never... I'm always at the radio at the wrong time, I guess. I never really hear the Japanese stations. But anyway, 7-3 to you. I will talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Yeah, I got to William Penn in Philadelphia last night, but I didn't try the France or the England one. I think they're bonus. Things that happened last night, I went on one of those. I think it was on 40 meters, and N0SLT from Carl Junction, Missouri, which is just south of where I was at for 62 years there in Pittsburgh, Kansas. And he called me, and he knew some of my friends in Pittsburgh and belonged to the club there. And we must have talked for a half hour, 45 minutes on 40-meter sideband. And I haven't done that in years, but Steve is his name. And that was a real pleasure. He has 40 acres, big, huge antenna, and the guys that helped him put it up were all friends of mine. I told him to say hi to him. So that was a real treat. Once in a while, he hollered at me on that DX station. He says, up three. Went up three, and there was another DX station. So we went up another three, and sure enough, there he was. And then when we shut it off, a guy from Indiana come in and said, where are you guys at? He says, you're just booming in here, 5.9 plus 20 over. So we went ahead and talked to him. Anyway, 73 Shane, man, have a good night. This is N0 TR.
And you can talk to people who know people you know. So, 73 Tom, I'm going to run. N4 ZLK.